Yo, what is up, my guys? It is your boy, Press Buttons. Welcome to another episode of This Is How We Press Buttons, guys. Woo! I'm your host, Press Buttons. And this is a podcast you all love. So, it's been a while since I've actually been talking to y'all. But I do want to say something just real quick. We are just a few days away from the Apple Vision Pro. And of course, a lot of y'all know about this product. It's Apple's, probably one of Apple's biggest products they've ever made since the first cell phone, which is the iPhone. So here's the thing. Like I said, I'm going to be doing a couple podcasts ago. I said that I was going to be turning my podcast. I'm not going away from gaming, but we're going to take it a little spin. And we're going to take this to technology as well. And I'm very, 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 very excited about this. I want y'all to go ahead and take a listen to this honor ring. Because before I want to start this podcast, I want y'all to listen to this. So this is actually me and Bro. Let me actually look up. I forgot when this was, but I want to look up and see when we did a little like pretend podcast, and this was back when like I got my old blue Tombow microphone. This is July 19th, 2021. So of course it took me about 5 minutes to do this because first of all, I didn't know you could trim any recordings on here, and you can't unless maybe I just don't know about it. But anyway, I had to like unplug my microphone and do all that. But anyway, I just want y'all to take a listen to this very, very, very unprofessional podcast that me and Bro did. I needed to trim it because, of course, we're not allowed to reveal any of our names. But of course, we said our names a whole bunch of times in this one. So I had to trim it out. So it may sound just a little bit weird because I'm playing it off of my computer speaker. Like I said, I couldn't, like, get the... Of course, I could probably get the file on. Well, no. Yeah, I know I'm 100% sure I can. But the only problem is I just don't think it's really going to be... I can't trim it. Otherwise, I would have done it 100%, but I can't trim it or anything. So the audio recording is going to be just a little bit bad quality, but just imagine it as the quality from my old microphone that I used to use, which is, I think it's the Tombow, right? I think that's what it's called. Toner. Oh my. Toner. Okay, Toner. Toner TC777 is the old microphone, and this is what we used. I got this for Easter. So, yeah. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and... So, go and listen to this little short recording. And, yeah, and I will be right here when it's done.
We're going to ask each other some questions. So, what was your favorite part of the day today?
Well, I was going to have to say my favorite part of the day was probably when we got to play together today, and we got to... So actually, I just listened back at that, and that was so... It sounds so weird, because like, you know when you're younger, you just feel like your voice has been the same like the entire time? But really, it hasn't until you go back and look at, like, videos or audio recordings that you may have had when you were younger. So, yeah. That was Bro and me. And Bro, if y'all listened to the podcast several times and know what his voice sounds like, it sounds completely different. And I do feel like that. So, actually, it was Bro, in case y'all were wondering, it was Bro talking first, and then I was talking after that. So after what Bro said, so what was your favorite part about the day today? That's when I started talking. Just to let y'all know so that way y'all don't get the voices mixed up. You can hear Bro's, like, modern voice just a little bit. You can hear mine mostly, but mine just had like that higher pitch. It's just so weird to hear your voice sound so differently. But yes, all right. Okay, so today is going to be about some of my top favorite gaming room accessories. So I wouldn't really consider this a gaming room. I just play video games in my room. But if I did just a little bit of work in my room, I could turn it into a gaming room. It was like a lot of work, or just a little bit of work. Well, probably a lot, actually. A lot of work and then some money. But yeah, I'm going to go and start. Something that I think y'all should absolutely get, it's got to be, it has to be RGB light strips. Or LED lights. It is super, super cool to see all that. And let me go and get the remote. I'll be right back. Okay, I am back. So I went back to get the remote for my light. And this is cheap. I got this for Easter as well. It was so cheap. It was literally probably, I don't know. I can't remember what brand it is exactly. But I'm sure they were, I guarantee they were not like a name brand or anything. And they have an app. If you go on here, it's called, shoot, what is it? What is the app called? Apollo Lighting. So I can just turn it on from my phone. I can actually play audio from my phone, and it will kind of like go, it will kind of go to the music. So warning, if you do, you are sensitive to strobe lighting. Styling, so like I have pulsating rainbow, pulsating red, pulsating green, blue, yellow, all the colors. I just keep it on fade. So I have flash, strobe, fade, smooth. I have the off and on. I have the different colors. I have 5, 10, 15. So 16 colors to choose from up here. But there's more. You can customize it even more on the app. And then you can turn the brightness up or down. So a simple remote, but I think the app has way more stuff you can do with it. So I can go and turn on. Let's go and turn on my, here, I'm going to turn off this light. Hang on. And let's go and try this. Okay, so now they're on. It's doing the, so I can turn the brightness down. So we can go and let's turn it on. So we can actually do, let's do the pulsating, the rainbow. That's the same thing. So you have way more variety of coloring. Whenever my sister's in here, she likes the color purple, so I turn on purple just for her. And yeah, let's go and turn it off. There you go. Yeah, that's all for my phone. I don't think it's compatible with like Google or like Google Assistant or Alexa or Siri. At least I don't think. Actually, let me check. What does shake mean? Does that turn it on? I'm shaking my phone. I don't know. So I could actually add people to manage, right? No. Music type. So let me go and turn on my light. So I could actually talk into my phone, and then it will actually start like go to the speed of how fast I'm talking. Let me go and turn it off. I'm not even aiming at my lights, which is really cool. Let's see. Is there a way to do? I mean, see, they don't have now. The app is sort of simple. I'm trying to see if they have like a like. Can you do? Wondering is wait. Can you do Siri or Google or anything like that? I guess not. I'm sure probably like. Companies like GE, like if I search up GE LED light strips, I guarantee you, but they're like expensive, which I, yeah, like Google Assistant, and then they have Alexa. If you're an Apple person, you're gonna wanna go for the one that has like Apple Home or Apple, actually, let me go to my Apple Home. Let me see, actually. Apple Home. I don't, you know, let's do add accessory. Let's just see. Let's just see. Scan a setup code. Yeah, that ain't gonna work. It's wanting me to scan it. More options. Nearby. Yeah. Well, you know, I have Google Home on my phone. Let's see a Google phone home. We'll do sorry devices. Let's go to add. Let's just try work school home. You never know. So my Xbox actually works. It's a whole bunch of things. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, they're great. They're cool. You can control with the app, which is what I really, really like. So yeah. Okay. Next gaming accessory. I actually got this for Christmas. And I was really, really happy. Well, every year, I think my grandma likes to get me Davoom. If y'all not heard of that company, basically it's like LED, not LED, like artistic, like lighting kind of. So like I actually have a couple other product, a few actually. I have the Davoom sling bag. It has like it's pixelating. You can like download the Davoom app, and you can actually you set up your account. And then you can like put pe what people have posted. So here, let me just go on the app. So I go to Davoom. There's so many artistic things I can do. So like. And you can also make your own too. So if I just go here, like here's sunrise and then moon drop. This is from FNAF. You know, just like some rainbow pulsating, pulsing, and just different designs that people have made all over the world. So yeah, another one that I have is called the Davoom 64, which of course it's 64-bit. It's a little bit clear. I really, 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 really like it, and it's pretty cool. And now this is the thing that I got for Christmas from Davoom. It is no, sorry, it's called the Pixu. I'm so sorry. Davoom is the name of the company, and then Pixu is the name of like their lineup. So they had the Pixu sling bag, the Pixu 64. And the thing that I got for this Christmas, I think it's probably super, super unique and probably one of the most unique things that Davoom has ever made. I got a Davoom, I don't think it's called Pixu for this, but I got a times gate. So it's really, really cool. It has five screens on it. It's like it's small, so you could say it's probably about like I have a 24-inch monitor. Let's just see. So it probably makes up about almost half of the monitor. I have a 24-inch monitor, and tall probably about less. Actually, I can measure it with my iPhone. I forgot about that. Let's see. Measure. So we're gonna start it. right there. We're going to stretch it to right. That is exactly 9 inches across, how so wide. And then from top to bottom, it's 3 inches. So it's not that big at all. And it has 5 little screens inside of this machine. And actually, it came in the box. It came in this really, really cool case. I actually have it on display right now. And this is actually on the... I'll tell you what I got. This is another one of my gaming accessories that I really, really, really recommend. Or just like a room accessory. Basically, it has 5 screens. And you do have to hook it up with the USB-C cable, which is supplied in the box. So this is the thing. Okay, I hate this. On the instructions, because I didn't know, like, really how to work it. Wow, I cannot believe that press buttons actually read instructions. I really don't need to, but this thing I never heard of before. I don't really know how it works and everything, so I went ahead and be a nerd and look at the instructions. So I went on here and looked at the instructions. It said there's a USB charging cable included, and sorry, sex my grandma. And basically, it said USB charging cable. Okay, and that's what a lot of things go with, like the phones and all that. This thing is not chargeable. It literally has to stay plugged in. I don't know why they said USB charging cable included. You could probably charge something. Like, if I were to unplug this right now, let me go and unplug it. See, it just shut off. So I just plug it into my phone. It should. Because I had the USB-C, because I had the iPhone 15, so I had to have USB-C now. Let me go and just plug that back in here. That was like, yeah, and yeah, there you go. It has a really cool startup screen. It's like a futuristic kind of thing. It's kind of like the theme of it. Oops, it's connecting to... yes, it does need a Wi-Fi connection. It does need a Wi-Fi connection. All right, it says loading data. Also, guys, if y'all heard this... While this is loading up, if y'all heard this thing called IMG... IMG Flip. So, right now, just go to imgflip.com. I made a few memes on there, but maybe you could... There's one that I did not publish. I'm now publishing some memes now. And you can, like, comment and... It's called an upvote. There's one I didn't make about Romeo and Juliet, which the only reason why I made an account was because I had to do a project. I'm reading Romeo and Juliet, and it's really not really one of the best books out there. So can you actually type in my name? What's my username? You'll just have to find me. I don't know how. I'm trying to search up my username. Yeah, users, press buttons. No? And you do earn points. I did comment on one. Do I have, like, a specific username? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You want to find me somewhere. But people have viewed me, so if you just see the name, press buttons, that is me. Let me just go to... Like, if I were just look at, if I were just click on a meme, can I just, yeah, you can just click on it, and then it will show up. Maybe it'd be like a famous one. But just scroll through, you'll find it. You have to go to the fun one subject. So I got 59 views. It's really, I actually got a lot of views, which is crazy. A 157 views. What? Here, I'll just say it. This is it. One. So, I had a feature at a fry. The one with the, where he has his, like, eyes squinted. I said, when OGs hear little kids say that Fortnite is fun in 2024, I got 157 views, bro. Let's see, what about this one? 40. I just published one. This kid said Cap OG is better. I didn't really mean by that. I just said I said the new Fortnite is better than the old days, and then it said change my mind. I don't know why that kid said that. And he's right, old Fortnite is better. Yes, it is. I just submitted one. It said finding out that Renegade Raider may not come back. It has SpongeBob like ripping himself into pieces. It's funny. Okay. Alright, back on text. Back to the gaming stuff. Basically, you can customize like what you want to see. So, the first screen, there's five screens. The first one I have just a little like sound wave kind of thing. The next one is the weather. So, today's Wednesday. So, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is what it is. It tells me all the weather, the high and the low, and what the weather condition is right now. It says it's sunny. And the sun is setting, and you can't even see it anymore. Fortnite, okay, you can see your Fortnite stats, although it is public. So, all you do, this is very unsecure, but it's literally, you just search up your name, your username on Fortnite, and then that's it. And you just see all your stats, all your kills, how long you played. Yeah, and then Twitch, that one's secure. You link your Twitch account. And then the last one is stocks. Now, let me tell you the stocks that I have. So I have Apple, Nike, Disney, Samsung. I think that's it. The reason why I have Samsung is because I want to see Apple beat Samsung. So yeah. I don't know why. So like you can do your Facebook, you can do your YouTube, your Reddit, your Pinterest, your TikTok, your X. No way that actually. Your X, your Twitter, your Twitter. Also, yeah, sports, so you can do F1, NBA, MLB, NHL. That's all they got. So games, so they have Fortnite, Overwatch, LOL, and then PUBG. No one plays PUBG. And then your Fitbit, which you can see all your steps and all that kind of stuff, which I don't even have a Fitbit, so nobody cares. Apple Watches are better, I'm sorry. For some reason, now it loaded. For some reason, when I turn it back on and then turn it back off, the Twitch, it doesn't show my stats. I need to, like, relink it. Yeah, it says I'm logged in. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Yeah, Apple. Tim Cookie, sign me in, please. And there we go. So, let's see. So, Fortnite. So, I have winning P. I don't know what that means. All right, so my score is 795,802 points. I don't know what that means. Total time played, 4,787. Is that hour? Probably minutes. Kills, 6,965 kills. Okay. Oh, let me see the day. Let me see. How many years is 4,787 days? Let's see. 13 years? Conversion? No. I've not been playing Fortnite for 13 years. That is not true at all. I should just say months. So 157. How many days it says 13 years. That is not true. I really don't know. Okay. Okay, next one. Desk lamp. Okay. Maybe you want to do some gaming. Mine is actually a quarter desk. So I need one very badly. And the reason why I need one is because I have a quarter desk. And if you can imagine, I'm in a dark corner. So what do I need? Even when like the window is open, it's still dark. So what do I need? I need a desk lamp. But the desk lamp is kind of lame. You don't want the same light bulb in your desk lamp. You know what you do want? A GE color changing light bulb. Let me go and take this out. This light bulb so y'all can see it. Oh, it's hot. The end of the bulb doesn't get hot like the... The end of it is like super hot. So I want to turn on my flashlight so I can see. So sync full color. Do not use with standard dimmers. Direct connect. I also have one for my lamp next to my desk. Okay, let's just go and screw that back in here. And also, my desk lamp has a USB on it, so that's where I plug in my Davoom. Okay, yep. And of course, it does have an app. No remote, just an app. So sync. CYNC. So I can customize it. They actually just had a big update where you can do light shows. Like there's rainbow, there's candles, there's cyber, fireworks, and it actually like it dims and then like it's super bright. Like actual fireworks. Aura, Aurora, Happy Holidays, Red, White, and Blue, America, Vegas. Vegas is my favorite. And then Party Time, it kind of like. So Party Time, it just kind of transitions to the next color, like a rainbow and all that. But I like to keep it. I go to, so when you click on the light bulb, see, so mine is my, it's called, it has my names for both. So one is bedroom light bulb and then bedroom desk lamp. So I click the arrow for the one I want, and then I click on the little, like, rainbow circle, and I go to the second option and I click on cool white, and that's what I like because it's nice and bright. Actually, I kind of like sunlight. I'm just kidding, you know, cool light. Just why not? So, yeah. That's good. And then I have a gaming keyboard and mouse. I have a monitor and then my laptop, my super old laptop. It's not old, it's like almost absolute. December 25th, it'll be 5 years old. And hang some stuff on your wall. Like, I like Georgia, so I hang up my Georgia stuff. I also have, like, I have technology from the past, and I like to hang up the boxes because they just look really, really cool. Like, Apple boxes I really like. So I have my iPhone box for the iPhone 15. On my AirPods Pro 2 case, I have my Xbox Series S front of the box. We just cut it out, and then we put it in a frame. And then we have the Xbox Elite Series 2 front of the box. That's not a frame. And also, the next one is not the frame. The Switch OLED front of the box thing, artwork. And also, just have some Georgia stuff hanging up in my room, actually, for a podcast. I have Press Buttons Podcast Studio since 2022. That's kind of wrong, but I didn't start recording in 2022, but I didn't post it till 2023. So yeah. It has a little microphone kind of thing in the middle. And yeah. Also, I have a picture of me. I think it's called like Anna Real, or say like Real Character or something like that. I cannot remember what it's called, but it has like a piece of papers all over like a table, and I'm sitting at a table with like a tie and a suit, and I have headphones on, and it literally has my face, and it's like animated. It looks literally just like me, and it has my hairdo too, and it has speech roles. It says, "Yo, what is up, my guys? It is your boy," and then at the bottom in big bold blue letters, it says "Press Buttons." Yeah, and then I have the front of the box I cut out, my dad cut out, the DT990 Pros. The headphones that I use for podcasting, actually I'm using it right now. And then I have some Georgia stuff hanging on the wall. Like, I have a flag for back-to-back national champions. I have Stetson Bennett, my boy. I'm so sad he left, but he went to the Rams, the NFL Rams, LA Los Angeles Rams. Him kissing the trophy, and then the whole Georgia Bulldogs football stadium, Sanford Stadium. I want to go back there some day and go see a game. And then Georgia Bulldogs, it's like a puzzle kind of thing where like you literally just has like 5 views and it just puts the Georgia logo together. So yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much all I really got in my room. I have one side of my wall red, and then another one, the rest are gray. The red wall is the wall where I have my bed. Oh, hang on, guys. We will be right back. I just caught that time. Literally, we were literally just about to run out of time. But yeah. That's pretty much it. I do have a few pictures up in frames, little bitty frames I found at Dollar Tree. I wanted to buy some printable pictures from CVS, so I found some pictures of my sister, and I took them, and now I have some pictures of my sister, which is really cool. I have this Minecraft Steve drawing. It's like some artwork that we did back in like elementary school. I thought it would be kind of cool to kind of keep that. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got, really. Nothing else really too fancy. So yeah. Alright, guys, y'all know what time it is. It is time for joke of the day. Oh, wait, hang on. Let me do that again. It is time for joke of the day. Here we go. Alright. Kind of running out of jokes here. Okay. I'm just gonna do a another website. This is called Vino.com, just to solve my sources. Why did Mario get out of his cart? He needed a wee. All right. I'll see another one I'm definitely doing tomorrow. All right. And of course, we always do this. It's time for fact of the day. Actually, I have a new intro. Okay, guys, it's time for fact of the day. Go into here. And remember, like I said, always, these are Georgia. So, yeah. Oh, wait. I forgot I got my dad jokes. Oh, my. All right, we're gonna do the dad jokes here for a second. Why did the dog go to school? To become a bark detect. Okay, that's good. That's good. What do cats use to see underwater? A periscope. Like a periscope. All right. Last one. Knock, knock. A little old lady. A little old lady who? Well, I didn't know you could yodel. Okay, let's do another card. I think I may have actually already gotten that one. Okay. I may have already done those, so I'm doing another one that I haven't done yet. Okay. What is Cat's favorite book? The Great Gatsby. Why was the cat a horrible boyfriend? He liked to hiss and tell. Huh? I don't know. Our last one, but definitely not least. What do you do? What do you call a droid that takes the long way around? R2D tour. Okay, that one was good. Let's go do our fact of the day, guys. Last day of January, guys. Okay. 10 players were listed on the 2021-22 Georgia Women's Golf roster. Four of the five U.S. players were from Georgia, and the other players hailed from Austria, Canada, France, Italy, and Taiwan. That's actually a very, very interesting. I want to see stuff about I really want to see stuff about what's it called? About the football. I don't really care about like the all the other sports. I just care about football. Okay, guys, thank y'all so much for listening. This is how we press buttons. And yeah. All right, peace out, broskies. Hey guys, I actually just don't have my headphones on right now. But I do just want to say that I do have a schedule that I want to tell y'all about just real quick. So my podcasts will be uploaded. There will be at least one a week, but all podcasts will be uploaded. Not saying it will be uploaded by this time. Well, it will, but not exactly at this time. It will probably be before, like, for example, this podcast. All podcasts will be uploaded by Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So make sure y'all check your time wherever y'all live. Also Friday at 9 o'clock. This Friday at 9 o'clock, so 2 days, I'll be doing a full podcast over the Apple Vision Pro. So please look out for that. All right, just want to tell you all that just real quick. All right, peace out, broskies.